Hey, everyone. It's really exciting to be chatting with you. It's been a little while since I've had the chance to do this. I'm in the basement of my university's library using their amazing AV studio, so it's fun. It's April. I am knitting a lot, but I can't believe I have not podcasted since goodness knows when. But I can feel the change in the air, and I'm thinking about spring and trying to finish up all my WIPs, and I thought I'd check in and say hi. It's been a really challenging season, and knitting, of course, has gotten me through. I have completed a bunch of weird projects. I created a tiny little penguin for my kiddo, who loves it, and that was supposed to be a Christmas present, but of course I just finished it, like, last week. But it's by Dot Pebbles. It's a cute little pattern. I totally recommend it. My kid loves it. I also finished the weird sweater pattern that I was hacking myself out of a recycled yarn. Did not come out well. It looks horrible, like chainmail meets Chico's. Not great. So I'm going to frog that, but I couldn't bear to do it. I did finish it, though, so I'm counting it as a WIP that has become a finished object that will now be Frog Island. And most importantly, I have been really excited about the Stripes book by Vera Felimaki. I'm making the second project out of that. I finished, I think it's called Kaliki, which is this, it's the cover. She's a beauty, out of like a linen-y yarn. And I had pretty much finished all but the binding, the neck band bindings and the sleeve bindings. So with the spring in the air, I was like, I'm going to finally pick this up and do the last remaining 15% so that I can wear it. And I'm happy to say that it's done and it's looking really great. I just need to block it. And now I'm finishing up a second project, which is a cardigan sweater. Hella, I think. I may have gotten them switched, but it's a striped oversized cardigan. I've made it out of De Rerum Natura's, I think it's Antigone. It's gorgeous yarn, 10% silk. The rest of it's merino. And it's like a pink and brown. I think it's tutu and hot chocolate is the yarn names, of course, in French, en français. But it's lovely, and I think it's going to be really great. I had a little bit of yarn chicken, and I freaked out and bought an extra 5 balls of yarn, so this is going to be an expensive sweater. It turns out I only needed an extra 1 ball of yarn. Live and learn. But you know what? It was kind of worth it to just sink in and know I had enough yarn. I didn't want to run out. It was starting to feel a little worrisome, and so I think I paid a little bit of insurance. I'm thinking of the yarn as extra insurance to enjoy maximum knitting time. And the sweater's been a real comfort. It's really simple stripes. And it has really gotten me through a challenging semester. Things are mostly good. I'm feeling mostly just tired. So I'll just start. I mean, I probably should have done this in January, but you know, it's nice to have a spring refresh. It's been 3 years since I started this podcast, which is a little mind-blowing to me because so much has changed and other things haven't. You know, I started this as a podcast about knitting and recovery in a moment of crisis, and I'm not in the same moment of crisis, and I can see a lot of growth in my recovery. But there are certainly moments where I feel like I'm right back there to where I was in April of 2020 when I started recording. So yeah, I wanted to mark that moment. Knitting wise, I think I'm also in an interesting reflective moment. I've been knitting for a while. I've talked about this before. It's been 20 years, I think, or more. Maybe more. Yes. I think it's been 23 years. I started right around the 2000. And I'm at this interesting moment where I have got quite a lot of hand-knit socks that I've made over the years. It's been something that I've always loved to knit. And so I have a bunch of them. And this is the first year where I've worn through I've worn through multiple pairs of socks. I had like three heels blow out. And so that was surprising. One, I never thought I would ever like wear them enough to blow out a heel. But it's been a real comfort this winter to wear hand-knit socks in the house. So there's that. And I guess I'm pretty hard on my socks. Most of them were short row heels, which I know are not always the most long-lasting heels out there. I know sock aficionados would really have a lot to say about that. But they're fun to knit, and they're easy to knit. And certainly when I was starting out, most of my heels that blew out are short row heels. But three pairs blew out at the same time. I'm rambling about this because I wanted to... It made me realize, oh, I'm wearing them a lot. I really love my hand knit socks. And so I've decided for the first time ever this year to do a box of socks, which is where you knit 12 pairs of socks in the course of a year. And let me tell you, I've always thought those people were nuts. First of all, knitting something and not wearing it right away. Are you kidding me? That just seemed like such delayed gratification. Two, it also seemed to me to be excessive. How could one person possibly knit 12 pairs of socks across a year? Now, in the current zeitgeist, where Lina Magazine is like putting out multiple volumes of 52 weeks of socks, which I think the gambit is that you make 52 socks in a year, pairs of socks in a year. I realize that 12 pairs seems much more manageable, but I'm still like marveling at this as a goal, like a lofty goal that I'm setting for myself. And so I've set it for myself, and so far I've met it. So it is April, and I now have three and like two-thirds of the fourth pair done. I'm on target to meet my goal, at least in terms of this quarterly update. And they've been really fun. One was like a Christmas Advent stripe a day yarn. Super fun. And so I finished them up in January, and I thought, well, maybe I should try for month two. And then I made this goofy yarn, stash yarn. I made up a pair of the Everyday Socks by Andrea Mowry. I didn't actually pay for the pattern. I just kind of reversed engineered it. So it's not officially that, but it has that kind of model. It's a all around ribbing, so it kind of looks very strange when it's not on a foot. And I used opal yarn that someone had gifted me in like one of those yarn sock exchanges over the holidays. So I used, you know, stash yarn, yay. And that was February number two. But I actually finished it in January because I was like, ooh, let's get momentum. And like, thank goodness I did, because the third pair of socks that I knitted was a mystery sock along by a yarn studio, I think out of Pennsylvania, String Theory Yarn Studio. And it was a collaboration with Kate Atherley, a really brilliant designer who I love. But let me tell you, these socks were really challenging. It was a cable lace pattern, and it kicked my butt. So my third submission took 6 weeks. It really took 6 weeks. It felt forever. I had to have a chart. I had to have washi tape on my chart. I had to redo it several times. It was like on size zero needles. I was trying to use short circulars, but eventually I just gave up and switched back to DPNs. I'm glad I did it. They're gorgeous. I used stash yarn again. I played a little bit of yarn chicken, but I won that round without having to purchase any additional socks or having to do off-color heels and toes. So these are just beautiful socks in light purple lilac. I have no idea what the yarn is. I just grabbed it from my stash. And I was so excited. So I'm on track. I'm on track. So I'm going to continue with the year of socks as a quick reminder to myself that I can do hard things. You know how recovery is. It's challenging. There are moments in my life where I feel like I've got this, I've got it. And then there are moments where I feel completely submerged in the stinking thinking, as we say in the rooms. Trying really hard to keep the bigger picture in mind, to recognize what's mine and what's not mine to carry, to recognize that I cannot change, control any of the aspects of the disease, but I can have the courage to change myself. So yeah, I'm just working my program and working my socks, hanging on. Now that I've discovered this gorgeous studio and the amazing sound quality, I'm hoping that I might be in here more regularly and popping up on your phone, your podcast app, whatever, your Spotify. But yeah, I'm just really grateful to be here. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to be back soon. I hope wherever you are that you have beautiful materials to work with and that knitting is bringing you a lot of joy. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.